Tom Ceratori is joining us now outside of the Beaver bench. Congratulations on another win, Tom.
Thanks, Schultze.
Teachable moments, though, in that third period, right?
Well, it is, but you know what? It's they're teachable moments, but I've been around a million years, Schultze, and so have you. I can say what I'm going to say, and sometimes it's hard, but, you know, I just brought up, I go, guys, statistics are important, you know, for our goalie, for our team defense, for a lot of different ways, but you also got to give credit. I mean,
they didn't quit.
Well, all Northern wants to do is win the third period. They want that momentum to carry over. There's a lot of little games within the games, guys, as you know, so it is what it is. But, you know, let's not take away from the two periods that we played, and we played well, and we had a 5-0 lead, and we scored some goals. So, I don't want to sit there and dwell on the third because it was irrelevant.
Well, and you don't get a much better start. You get two goals in the first 3 minutes of the game, add a couple more, and by the 10-minute mark of the first period, you're up 4-0. That's pretty difficult on the opposing team.
Well, exactly. It's nice to do that, too. But as a coach, you know, you always want perfection as a coach, and you don't want to give up shots. You don't want everything, but it just doesn't work that way. We all know it. It just doesn't work that way. And no matter what I say, the game's played on the ice, and again, the other team has a lot to do with it. And but we just started off, I think, on the right foot. We score a minute into the game, and that kind of, you know, that obviously again jump-started us. And our seniors really, you know, had a heck of a first period. That's for sure. When three of the four goals are scored by. Or by seniors, but again, the play that on Jerry's goal, both the assists are from seniors. So our seniors really stepped up today, fellas.
You said early in the season that you didn't want to play catch-up hockey. You were talking over the course of a season, but you break that down even further. You haven't had to play catch-up hockey in a game. Certainly able to breathe a little easier, roll four lines, get guys into certain situations, just because you're ahead on the scoreboard.
Absolutely. You can roll four. You can get, like, I don't know if you noticed it, but we were going stretchy every other shift, the third period almost, and he needs to get some reps. You know, Dylan's obviously injured, and, you know, we got to get stretchy some reps. So it was good. Good for stretchy, you know.
Well, your power play unit, good to get that back rolling. First three power plays tonight, all successful for you.
Yep. No, it was good, and they moved the puck well, and they were kind of dialed in, weren't they?
Yeah, I'd say.
Kinda.
Yeah.
Princeton next week, Tom. I don't know if your fans know a great deal about them.
I don't know a lot about them.
They're in the Ivy League.
No, you know what? I know the coach well. It's obviously a historic program right there. Actually, they were the first. I might have this wrong, but I think they were the first team to come into our barn. It might have been at the Division I level back in '98. You know what? I think they did with the John Glass. It was definitely the first year. I don't know if they're the first team, but they might have. You know, and they flew in here and they played us. That was Toot Cahoon was coaching them back then. As a matter of fact, a little history on that one. They flew into Bemidji, and they got here on Thursday with no sticks. I still remember that Toot's going, you guys got any sticks we can borrow? he was laughing, so he was I'm kidding, and I think they brought a soccer ball on the ice or something like that. So anyway, that's just kind of a little history tidbit right there on Princeton.
Where did Toot go after that?
UMass. Went to UMass Amherst.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
See you next week. Enjoy lots of turkey and football on Thursday, Tom.
All right, you too as well, Schultze. You too, Bess.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, with us here on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight. Beavers 5-2 winners.